WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. The FBI and New York City Police are learning more about the deadly truck terror attack yesterday and the young Uzbekistan native who carried it out.
We got multiple casualties. This is a mass casualty situation here.
Terrifying moments in downtown Manhattan.
Any traffic shut down from 14th Street on the West Side Highway at this time. Be a crime scene.
Police say the suspect, 29-year-old Saifullo Saipov, was shot in the stomach and remains hospitalized. One World Trade Center and Empire State Building lighting up in red, white, and blue Tuesday night. Despite the attack, the city's Halloween parade going on as planned with tighter security.
Correspondent Gene Casares, President Trump has ordered Homeland Security to step up its extreme vetting program.
The president has talked about beefing up America's vetting for foreigners, particularly from Muslim-majority countries, and we're now in the third iteration of his travel ban. But I should note that of the countries listed in that travel ban, Uzbekistan is not on that list.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. A Latino advocacy group has taken down a controversial anti-Ed Gillespie ad in Virginia in the wake of the New York City attack. The ad produced by the Latino Victory Fund shows a pickup truck with a Confederate flag and a Gillespie bumper sticker chasing down Muslim, Latino, and black children on the street. Earlier, Gillespie's campaign called the ad vile and demanded that Democrat Ralph Northam denounce it. Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart says he has no regrets about his less-than-full-throated support of Republican Ed Gillespie in the governor's race.
I think Ed Gillespie is going to be a great governor.
That's about as far as Corey Stewart, now a Senate candidate, will go in his support.
No, I don't really believe in formal endorsements.
After his near upset in the primary, Stewart says Gillespie's moved further to the right.
Ed Gillespie has clearly moved more toward, you know, my positions and the president's positions on illegal immigration and protection of historical monuments.
But he is going all out for another candidate, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, Jill Vogel.
She's embraced the president in a way, and very strongly, in a way that Ed hasn't. And I think that's to her credit and to her benefit.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report takes a closer look at how D.C. police handled Inauguration Day and the Women's March.
There are thousands of pages of documents and thousands of hours of surveillance footage related to the inauguration protests and the Women's March, according to Michael Tobin, who heads the district's Office of Police Complaints. He says that when it comes to whether D.C. police followed protocol,
many instances they were, but in many instances they were not. So we need to take a deeper look at this and a much more in-depth look at it.
An independent consultant will now be brought in to take a closer look at the actions of D.C. police on those days. Tobin says not to point the finger, but to learn from the experience. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch has hired an outside law firm to help the state sue the FAA over airport noise caused by new lower flight paths. The firm of Kaplan, Kirsch, and Rockwell won a similar lawsuit in Phoenix. And there was a minor earthquake in Howard County on Sunday. Experts say it measured a modest magnitude 1.5, a level they say most people wouldn't even notice. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,377, the Nasdaq at 67,28. Sports, the Dodgers win, forcing a decisive Game 7 in the World Series tonight. The Wizards host Phoenix tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. The new 4K a day on WMAL. The money's falling from the sky every weekday. Details at WMAL.com. And listen here. The new 4K a day on WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday at 3 on WMAL.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their November special.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 on Dale City. Solid line up to the crash over the Occoquan as you approach Route 1. Still have one lane blocked. That's culprit of these stop and go delays. Now beyond, you catch a little break and then you'll hit it slow again. Newington, really, as you try to get up onto the Beltway Interloop because of the earlier crash. Braddock Road now cleared. Still working with the accident activity, and boy, delays continue to grow on the Fairfax County Parkway northbound. Those delays extend now before 123, almost the whole way up toward Braddock Road. So 123, looks like a lot of you are taking the bailout route there as well. That's going to pick up the volume. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound in Laurel, northbound side right near 197 for the crash, or slow on the B-dub in each direction there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild temperatures today, but warming into the 70s for the end of the business week. Lots of clouds today with a stray shower possible, high 66. Decreasing clouds overnight, middle 50s. Partly cloudy, mid-70s Thursday. Sunny and upper 70s Friday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees in Gainesville, 37 in Bowie, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good Tuesday, good Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday. Oh my gosh, I thought it was Tuesday. Good Wednesday morning.
How the days have turned.
So crazy because there's so much going on, and we'll have a lot going on here in less than 10 minutes. Dan Bongino, former NYPD, will be here to discuss the terror attack in New York City with us at 7:35 from the Hill. It's Joe Concha to discuss the media's obsession with Manafort and Russia. 8:05, Representative Tom Garrett from Virginia. 8:15, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us. And at 8:35, it's Lynn Snowden Pickett, who was in New York City yesterday and was a witness to the attack. We're going to get her story. Tell us what she saw. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. Let's talk about the latest going on as these sexual harassment allegations and sexual assault allegations rock several different industries, the entertainment and the media industry, among them. Remember yesterday, we were talking a little bit about Kevin Spacey and the latest with the House of Cards saga. Of course, Kevin Spacey, the star of that Netflix series, and playing Frank Underwood. And there was some talk about how Netflix was saying, hey, next season, the sixth season, which will come out in the summer of next year, I believe, will be the last season of House of Cards. It was kind of already trending in that direction, but with the latest allegations about Kevin Spacey, they're answering sort of all these sorts of questions about whether or not they're going to continue to do it. Kevin Spacey, the allegations against him were made by actor Anthony Rapp, and they stretch back to an incident apparently in the 1980s when Anthony Rapp says that Spacey brought him back to his room and then climbed on top of him. It was an unwelcome advance, and then Rapp got out of the room and then is now telling his story that this happened. Spacey kind of issued an apology of sorts, saying that he doesn't recall it, but it may have been drunken behavior, and he's apologizing for the behavior described. And he also said that that he's personally now coming out as gay, despite the fact that apparently you can stretch back to the 1990s. There were magazine articles either outright declaring it or inferring it at the time that that Kevin Spacey was gay. And again, like I said, I always thought that it was already a known fact. At any rate, the latest now is that House of Cards is shutting down shooting of its final season of House of Cards completely, quote, until further notice. They decided to stop production on this season in light of the sexual abuse allegations. Deadline reports that Netflix and its production partner Media Rights Capital told the cast and crew yesterday morning in Maryland, where the production has already begun, sorry, we're stopping until further notice. They've decided to suspend production quote, to give us time to review the current situation and to address any concerns of our cast and crew. It's going to be a little hard to keep shooting House of Cards if Kevin Spacey isn't involved.
He's the main character, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Frank Underwood.
Yeah, so that would be a little rough. But the fact that they're suspending it now, that leaves so many people in limbo.
Maybe they CGI him in the way they did with Princess Leia in the latest Star Wars. You know? Somebody just get like a digital version of Kevin Spacey turning to the camera and talking to the audience.
If this were a soap opera, he would be in a hospital bed dying from some unknown disease any second now.
Yeah, there you go. Just write him out of the show yep. really quickly. Like, oh, and he died. And now we move on to another character as the main character. So anyway, House of Cards, for you House of Cards fans, things are in chaos. We'll see. I imagine they'll still release something next year, but I guess now it's in flux. Yesterday, we talked also to a guy who, Ken Stern, who is the former head of NPR, and he talked about his conversion from being a liberal to a conservative. You know, he traveled the country during the election and he met with people. He learned how to fire a gun. An 8-year-old taught him. It was hilarious hearing him recount that story. He went boar hunting in Texas. And he said he learned so much. And so it was kind of interesting to hear a perspective of somebody who had been a liberal and kind of is now much more sympathetic to conservatives across the country. Well, there's more NPR news today, and it's that their chief editor was put on leave yesterday. Now accused of forcibly kissing two women in the 1990s. All these allegations, by the way, stretching back like to all sorts of years, but now we go back to the 90s. The incidents took place during Michael Oreska's time as Washington bureau chief of the New York Times, according to WGN-TV. Oreska also served at the Associated Press from 2008 to 2015, so he's been all over that liberal media. And he's been accused, again, of forcibly kissing these women. He was reached out. The NPR gave a statement to the Daily Caller News Foundation. They declined to comment in general, quote, as a matter of policy, but said, "We take these kinds of allegations very seriously. If a concern is raised, we review the matter promptly and take appropriate steps as warranted to assure a safe, comfortable, and productive work environment." So the alleged victims claim that Oreskes, ooh, I don't even know if I want to read this part, but forced his little tongue down their throats. Is that a fun way of saying it? These allegations come on the heels of a lot more media allegations. I don't know what to make of this. I wonder, was he just getting the wrong signals? Was this like, did this predate affirmative consent where like you have to, where every step in the relationship has to be included with, are you okay with this? 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 And maybe he was like, yeah, she's really into me. You know, now's my chance.
Affirmative consent has nothing to do with just knowing what's proper and what's not.
Yeah, just like being incapable of reading her signals entirely.
Speaking of improper, because this is kind of weirding me out. Can we move on to someone who's wildly improper here?
This is not going to weird you out any less, but go ahead.
No, I know, but see, I expect this Andy Dick, who I have to say I loved in Celebrity Rehab.
Like America's creepiest person.
He really truly is, and I have a thing for the reality shows, and Celebrity Rehab was one of the best shows on TV, because you want to teach your kid about making bad choices, you have them watch Celebrity Rehab. They're up on the roof.
That's a priority for me, getting my kid to watch Celebrity Rehab.
Well, because, this is why you don't do drugs. Honey, because look at this person. So Andy Dick,
at a train wreck.
Andy Dick was on Celebrity Rehab and he was a mess. And I thought, oh, well, this is why he's a mess, because he's an addict. You know, he had an alcohol problem. And so that's why I said, okay, this is what, no, apparently, I guess it didn't take. The rehab thing didn't take. He was also on Celebrity Wife Swap. I did not see the whole thing. It was like one or two episodes. And he was living in a motorhome in the driveway. Like at night, he would go back to the motorhome, and that's where he slept. He didn't live in the house. It was very odd. Well, he apparently has been accused of allegedly groping others. It doesn't say men or women, and unwanted kissing and licking. So here's what he's been dropped
Who's
from.
Who's ever been like, I'd like you to lick me? Okay. There's never wanted licking. I think unwanted licking is like the basically the only category.
I haven't, and after reading this, I realized realized, oh my gosh, I had an unwanted celebrity licking story I totally forgot about.
Apparently,
I'm not
going
to tell you on the air because I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Okay.
Because I just walked away. He's been dropped from a production called Raising Buchanan. Don't look at me like that, Heather Hunter. And he vehemently denies that he touched other people. He said, I didn't grope anybody. I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them. That's my thing. I licked Carrie Fisher at a roast. It's me being funny. I'm not trying to sexually harass people. He said, of course I'm going to proposition people. I'm single, depressed, lonely, and trying to get a date. They can just say no, and they probably did, and then I was done. My middle name is Misconduct. They know what they signed up for.
They say he's gone to rehab 10 times now. Let me gather my jaw off the floor about Mary's stories.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, please do.
I totally forgot about it.
But one thing I do think gets lost in all of this is, like, if all of these allegations come out concurrently, which they are, I mean, there's like 1,000 people being accused of everything. At the end, they're all going to kind of get away with it because there's too much noise. Like, you can't focus on one person.
And do people look at Andy Dick and go, yeah, I didn't see that coming?
No, not at all. I saw that coming. I definitely saw that one coming. 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpiglianni Traffic Center.
And good morning, Virginia. Let's begin on 95 where the crash has just cleared. But you need to know this if you're coming out of Dale City because solid lineup past the Potomac Mill sign off and on toward 123. But up ahead, lanes open. Now you get a little break and then just north of Lorton jammed into Newington to get up onto the Beltway. Latest problem is going to be brand new crash inner loop. Riders coming off the exit ramp from 95 onto the inner loop stretch. On the Fairfax County Parkway, looks like they have additional lanes now open or improving. Northbound still very slow, but the accident that involved the overturned car was before you get to Braddock Road. DC, 295 northbound as you approach the Naval Research Lab for the crash. Freeway, southeast, southwest freeway, heavy each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we have generally cloudy skies today with a stray shower possible and a high of 66 degrees tonight. Considerable clouds in the evening and some decrease in clouds late, a low near 55. Tomorrow we'll get a partly cloudy skies and a high around 75 degrees. But right now in the nation's capital, it's 46, 717 on WMAL.
And joining us now on WMAL is Dan Bongino. You know Dan, former NYPD. Dan, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Welcome back.
Let's go. Dan, you're there with us?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Hi. There. We lost you there for a second. I wish we were talking to you under better circumstances, happier circumstances than a terror attack. Another one in Manhattan. This is mirroring a lot of terror attacks we've seen across the world. Do you know anything new that you can tell us about this terror attack? Has anything else come out overnight that you can tell us?
Well, not overnight, and I think the reason is NYPD is probably keeping a close hold on this for the obvious reason that they're still looking to make sure, despite the preemptive proclamations by the political leadership up there that, you know, listen, it says everything's clear and this is a lone wolf or whatever. Nobody really knows that. I mean, you have to go and analyze the financial records, the communications history, the social media history, the immigration history. I mean, listen, there's probably a pretty good chance that this guy was a radicalized actor and may have acted alone, but we don't really know that yet. So the NYPD is keeping a pretty close hold. I mean, I watched the police chief yesterday, O'Neill, and he was very, very cryptic with the information. So, you know, we'll see what comes out over the coming days. But I don't like those preemptive responses by political folks. We don't know any of that yet, that this is just an isolated incident.
I want to ask you about the NYPD response. You talked to, like, NYPD officers over the years, and they felt like they were thrust directly into a combat zone after 9/11, that they were like, that things were just like war instantly, and they were the front lines, clearly. But then you watch a terror attack like this yesterday. The cop who ended up shooting the suspect in the abdomen, I thought, exercised incredible restraint here, because this is the kind of guy you almost want to lay waste to instantly, but actually now we have him alive. Talk about the psychology that goes into that.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is why whenever I do your show or any other show and people ask me to come on talking about, you know, the rampant cop bashing that goes on by the left, now you understand, you know, why I'm so passionate about it, having lived through both federal and local law enforcement with the Secret Service and the NYPD. You know, I know these guys. I know these women. And I'll tell you something, Vince. I absolutely know what was in the head of that cop. And I was asked in an earlier interview this morning, I said, well, you know, what do you think he was thinking about? I said, you know what the crazy part of this is? He wasn't thinking. He just reacted in the most bravest way possible. I don't mean he wasn't thinking as an insult. I mean it as a compliment. Like, it's, we would think in a situation like that, and you know what we would think? Let's get the hell out of here. This guy's running people down. What did he say? He did the exact opposite. His training, he took on a position with a badge on his chest and trained to run towards a threat. And his instinct was to take out his firearm, stop the action, and they fired what he was trained to fire, center mass. That's what they do. Cops, contrary to the kooky liberals that call in the show, cops are not trained to kill. They are not trained to hunt people. They are trained to use their firearm to hit a target center mass. You know why? To stop what's happening. And that's what they did. You made a great point, Vince. Now they have this guy alive because we are a compassionate, awesome country where doctors actually treated this guy too. And now we can interrogate and interview him and find out why he was radicalized, who he was talking to. So kudos to the NYPD. And now you know why people like me who work with them come on and defend these guys and women. They have a really tough job and they deserve a little bit of leeway.
Dan, I want to talk to you about being proactive to prevent these attacks in the future. Is the new normal just going to be that anytime there's some kind of outdoor venue, you're just going to see these bollards every, you know, so many feet, yeah, so that no one can drive a truck through it?
Yeah, and it's sad because, as was indicated by a lot of the talking heads last night, and a lot of them had really good things to say, you know, you can't win a war on the defensive. And I don't remember who said it, but it was a brilliant point, and it's an accurate one. You can't. And that leads to my second point here. So that's great. Bollards are fantastic. But you know what? They'll find a different way. Then they'll go back to ANFO bombs and pressure cooker bombs. I mean, this is a system of carnage arbitrage where they're just looking for new ways around, ways to leverage our security infrastructure to kill as many people as possible. They'll always find a way around it. But this is why I made a point last night, which liberals are losing their minds over on Twitter today. I was on a cable news hit, and I said, listen, it's time to start surveilling mosques. Now, I know we do that. I want to be clear. But they lost their minds. They went crazy. Oh, my God, surveilling mosques. I want to be crystal clear. I'm in no way saying that, you know, that Muslims are – it's not about Muslims. It's about radical Islamic terrorists. I was there 9/11 with the Secret Service when patriotic, God-fearing Muslims called in the Secret Service office and said, hey, I've got a tip for you guys. I was there. I saw it. This is not about all Muslims. We get that. But it is about a group of people who are using this particular religion as an incentive or a reason to go and kill people. We have to be able to go surveil in the communities where they are. I mean, Vince, Mary, if we were investigating the Russian mob, do you go into an Italian community? You probably left like, oh, that's really stupid. Of course it's really stupid. So why are we looking for radical Islamic terrorists everywhere but where they are? There's too many constraints put on our law enforcement for surveillance. And if we don't start acting like arsonists and starting investigative fires rather than firemen and trying to put them out afterwards, we're going to lose. We're never going to win this fight in the defensive.
Dan, 30 seconds. Yesterday, the guy runs out of the truck yelling, Allahu Akbar. There's a note found showing ISIS loyalty. Yet we're hearing today that people are concerned that this is a lone wolf. There's no indication he was directed by ISIS. Is this a distinction worth making?
A lone wolf, it's 20 seconds. It's a political talking point. It is not a law enforcement one. There are no more lone wolves. These are franchisees of radical Islamic terror. There are no more lone wolves. That is a political point, not a law enforcement one.
All right. Thank you, Dan Bongino. Always nice to have you. Let's do it again soon, and hopefully under much better circumstances. Appreciate it, Dan. 7:23 now on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Are you like a friend of mine? This is a true story. Who didn't smile. She always hid her smile behind her hand. She always was in pain. She went through dentures. She couldn't eat certain foods. Well, if you're that person, I have great news for you. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have your solution with Hybridge. It's a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy now significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of just one caring, comfortable environment. You can smile confidently again, knowing that your teeth look, feel, and function as real teeth would. Like my friend, she smiles now. She can eat whatever she wants now because she had the Hybridge procedure and she loves it. To find out if Hybridge would work for you, you can attend Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's free Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar. It's Monday, November 13th, and I'll help you understand your dental options. It's free. Seating is limited, so call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by friends of Tim Hugo.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, had the crash northbound in Laurel. Now, it's been cleared, but if you're trying to push northbound here, leaving Greenbelt, you're still in that stop and go to get you past 197. Now, southbound slows through that stretch as well. South on 95 out of Calverton, we're hit the brakes pretty hard here to join onto that outer loop slowdown in through to Silver Spring. 270 had the minor crash southbound at 370. That's been cleared over to the shoulder. Speaking of cleared to the shoulder, that's what we have on 95. Northbound is across the Occoquan. That accident out of the way, and then beyond merging onto that beltway inner loop. We had two separate accidents. One right as you come off of 95, second one at Braddock Road. Those have both been cleared. Update sponsored by Ticked. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild temperatures today, but warming into the 70s for the end of the business week. Lots of clouds today with a stray shower possible, high 66. Decreasing clouds overnight, middle 50s. Partly cloudy, mid-70s Thursday. Sunny and upper 70s Friday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 46 degrees, 726 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Everyone deserves to feel good inside, and the experts at AirServe of Northern Virginia know how to make you feel good inside your home with indoor comfort systems that are inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate, up to 72 months interest-free financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that'll keep your comfort up and your utility bills down. Call AirServe of Northern Virginia at 571-292-3081. That's 571-292-3081.
At Enlightened Lighting, their philosophy is simple. A beautiful home deserves to be admired day and night. Hey, Chris Plant here. Invest in a landscape lighting system that will add ambiance to your home, keep you and your family secure, and make your house the perfect place for holiday get-togethers. When looking to beautify your home this season, go with the area's most trusted name in landscape lighting, Enlightened Lighting. To see the difference landscape lighting can make on your home, visit EnlightenedLights.com. That's EnlightenedLights.com.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
Protecting data in today's complex business infrastructures presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single, cloud-integrated solution that lets you easily backup data wherever it resides and replicate it to another location on your network or private cloud, the Barracuda Cloud, or to the AWS Public Cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
The media is obsessed with Russia, but Americans, they just don't care about it. That's what the White House says. Is it true? We're going to ask Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, and always an excellent guest on that subject, and a lot more as the press takes on Russia and this terrorist attack yesterday. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on that, too. All ahead. Mornings on the Mall, 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. President Trump has a busy morning planned, including a briefing on the New York City terror attack, and he may have a statement about that later.
The president has his cabinet meeting scheduled today. He's also got an intelligence briefing around 11 o'clock Eastern time. Shortly after that is when we expect to see him on camera. The president has no official remarks scheduled today here at the White House, though it would not be surprising if he has something to say about this terror attack in his hometown. His wife, Melania, the First Lady, was in New York at the time of the attack and even tweeted about it.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The immigrant rights group that produced that controversial anti-Ed Gillespie ad has now pulled it after yesterday's terror attack in New York. The ad showed a man driving a pickup truck with a Confederate flag and a Gillespie bumper sticker chasing down minority children in the street. Earlier in the day, Gillespie blasted the ad, calling it a new low in politics here. Today was supposed to be the day the House Republicans unveiled their long-anticipated bill to overhaul the tax code. Instead, GOP leaders announced late last night that they would not release their tax reform plan today, after all, instead pushing the announcement back a day so that work could continue on the legislation. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is introducing a bill that would give congressional staffers the same kind of sexual harassment protections in the job that workers in the private sector enjoy.
My bill simply says no part of the society, and certainly not the Congress of the United States, should be exempt from the same laws that the Congress itself applies to everybody else.
Norton wrote the nation's first sexual harassment guidance when she was chair of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,377, the NASDAQ at 67,28. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. There will be a decisive Game 7 of the World Series tonight after a Dodgers win in Game 6. NBA, the Wizards host the Suns tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile.
As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Court to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads false, fear-mongering, poisonous, and a descent into gutter tactics. The truth? In Richmond, Dr. Northam helped pass longer sentences for gang members and mandatory life sentences for violent sexual predators. Ralph Northam has lived by the VMI Honor Code. Don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Slow ride to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Delays now before St. Barnabas Road. And most of the culprit here for the extra volume is that we had the stalled car in those far right local lanes. It's been over to the shoulder for some time. See, it's hazards on, but you can still see a lot of the activity there. 50 BW Parkway through Chevrolet and Riverdale slows to merge onto DC 295 southbound. Fairfax County Parkway. Let's go, Virginia, trying to recover and doing much better now that the crash is gone north of Pope's Head Road before you get to Braddock Road. 66 with their lanes open. Have our normal stop and go through Manassas, Centerville again, and Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with a stray shower possible mid-60s. Decreasing clouds overnight mid-50s. Partly cloudy, warmer mid-70s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Dumfries, 41 in Bowie, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning to you. We have so much coming up on the show. Joining us at 8:05, Representative Tom Garrett from Virginia. We'll discuss tax reform with him and that Virginia gubernatorial race, which is really, really heating up. At 8:15, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is joining us. And at 8:35, Lynn Snowden Pickett. She was a witness to the attack in New York City yesterday, and we'll get her story. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. Joe Concha, he's a media reporter for The Hill and our Sherpa through the nonsense. Joe, good morning. Really appreciate having you here, sir.
I love my new title. I'm a Sherpa through the nonsense.
Oh, yeah. You guide us. And when things get rough, we turn to you. I want to ask you, first of all, about Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday and her conversations with the White House press. She had this conversation after a question from Jonathan Carl.
You guys seem completely obsessed with this while there are a lot of other things happening around the country and, frankly, a lot of other things that people care a lot more about. The media refuses to cover it, and I think that's the distraction. Instead of the focus being constantly on tax cuts and tax reform, my guess is if you look at the records, the questions that I take in here day out have far more to do with an investigation that, frankly, most Americans don't care too much about and a whole lot less to do with policies that actually impact them.
So she maintains that Russia is an obsession, and you're just too obsessed with it. How do you assess it, Joe?
Who cares about my opinion, right? I'm just one guy. But I look at polls. I love numbers. You hear me on Fox. I always try to come prepared with this sort of stuff. Bloomberg did a great little poll of likely voters, and they found that the top issues that people care about are health care, unemployment and jobs, terrorism, immigration. And you got to go down 7 topics until you get to Russia as the most important topic. 6% of voters think that Russia is an important topic. Yet it gets a majority of coverage on the news. And majority means like more than 50%, and then everything else gets, you know, everything else combined gets the rest, right? So the pie is cut up the wrong way. And she's exactly right about that. I mean, I think economic news has been completely buried under this administration, mainly because it's been very good, right? Two straight quarters of GDP and the stock market hitting all-time highs, a record something 40-something times. And you could go through the list in terms of unemployment being at a 17-year low, on and on, but that isn't discussed. And forget discussed. Send a reporter out to the heartland, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and talk to people about what they think the economic conditions are there, because those are the states that really decided the election, but that doesn't happen. We just have pundits from ivory towers talking about Russia, Russia, Russia all day, all night.
You know, as you were speaking, I've had this feeling for a while now that there are certain segments of the media that are almost cannibalizing themselves. They're almost on a suicide mission with, you know, you say the obsession with Russia. And to illustrate that, yesterday, Anderson Cooper was in New York City, where the terror attack was. This is Cut 10, Mike. And I just want you to hear what someone walked by saying, because it shows the disconnect between the mainstream media and what you're just talking about with the rest of America.
Kind of a martyrdom video, so-called, which is what we saw in, I think, in the Charlie Hebdo attacks, if memory serves me, there were some. In some of the attacks in Europe that we've seen, there have been that.
I was just going to say that. If he did make contact.
So here we are in the aftermath of a terrorist attack. Anderson Cooper is out there for CNN, and here comes some guy yelling, CNN is fake news, CNN is fake news, Anderson Cooper is fake news, and they still don't get it. In their brain, that's just a one-off.
We see that a lot lately. You used to be the Howard Stern heckler that would come into these live shots.
Baba Booey.
We've moved beyond Baba Booey.
Yeah, unfortunately. Or there were other ones that were worse that were said. And Howard had nothing to do with it, I assure you. But the point is that, yeah, I saw coverage of this, and one story says, well, the stunt was just to land him on a Tucker Carlson show so he can get, you know, it's. But you're right. Cannibalize is exactly the word, and I don't know. I don't like really addressing what a heckler said while CNN was trying to do a serious report. So I'm going to be transparent here and just take a pass, and let's not give an idiot any more time than he deserves.
Okay. All right. He was speaking for somebody sentiment. Let's also talk about this attack yesterday in part because I was very struck by sort of the media reaction to it, which we see regularly now. When these terror attacks happen, there's a quick attempt to be like this, to distance the attack from ISIS proper, to distance the attack from Islam, to establish that he was probably a lone wolf, that he had very little relationship to Islam, etc. And meanwhile, you get like something like Charlottesville, and there's a rush by the press to connect those events to Donald Trump. It's almost like they're constantly doing sort of a propaganda campaign where they can push the public to believe a certain version of events. What do you attribute all of that to?
Wow. Cannibalization, which marriage is a polarization. I wrote about this, I remember, after San Bernardino. And there are two sides of our extreme parts of our population that seem to control Twitter, or, you know, they have all these accounts. And whenever something like this happens, you go to Twitter to see the reaction. And it seems like right in the aftermath of a terror attack like we saw yesterday in downtown Manhattan, you almost have two sides rooting for the suspect to be one or the other. That, you know, liberals, you know, the extreme ones obviously want it to be an angry white guy who voted for Donald Trump, or even after the Steve Scalise shooting, like, oh boy, that's got to be a Trump fan, right? And then sure enough, it ends up being a Bernie Sanders guy. And then the other side wants it to, you know, because some conservatives, again, extremes, not obviously the mainstream ones, are really hoping and praying that it's a Muslim. So then you could push the travel ban, and you could show that, you know, ISIS is totally not dissolved and out to kill us every day, every night. So it seems like that's what happens at this point. People are rooting for suspects to be a certain profile so they can push a certain agenda, and that is sad.
Yeah, rooting kind of goes against the whole point of reporting. Speaking of reporting, there's a new story out from CNN that I want to hit with you briefly, and it's out by a guy named Oliver Darcy who works there. He wrote a piece, and it's based on all anonymous sources, going after Fox News, saying that Fox News employees are calling their Russian coverage an embarrassment. Again, these are all anonymous, and it's kind of an interesting story. It's this quote, "I'm watching now and screaming, I want to quit." My impression, Joe, is this is not in any way a uniform opinion inside of Fox News.
Well, yeah, you look, how big's Fox News, right? I mean, you have hundreds of employees there in New York alone. Could you find a couple that are unhappy with editorial direction? Yeah, probably, you know, if you really dig. If I go to CNN, I know plenty of producers there, or MSNBC, right. Could I find one or two people to say, I really don't like the fact that we're covering Russia way too much or we're hitting the president too hard? Of course you can. But this is what's happening now, Vince, and you've seen it. Media has now become weaponized. CNN has a whole media team that don't like Fox News. I mean, that's very obvious. And maybe they were hired in part because of that reason. Think about it. You got Brian Stelter, you got Dylan Byers, you got Oliver Darcy, you got Tom Clout, you got all these people, and I've never seen almost anything positive written about their rival network. So I don't see Howie Kurtz doing that on Fox, and I think when you start to weaponize this stuff just to take a shot at a rival through all anonymous sources, I would hope that people don't take a story like what Oliver Darcy put out there.
In fact, I've talked to CNN employees who are upset with the liberal politics before. It's not unique to any one network. There are people who get upset. Thank you very much, Joe Concha. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Vince. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
744 now, WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Selling your home is a house-sized decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need some experience. And Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank is a West Point graduate and a military veteran, and he'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon. Or he'll buy it himself. Yes, he'll buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed, of course, by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell that home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Head D Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we're rocking and rolling here to 70. Still a bit of volume, Urbana down to Hyattstown. Second set of delays will be south of the exit from 121 Clarksburg, but then most of the way on to the 270 spur. Now, in the Durwood area of Maryland, crash is going to be north of the ICC, pretty much in the intersection of Muncaster Mill Road and Bowie Mill Road. So as you make the approach each direction of Muncaster Mill Road, I'm really seeing those delays forming. And on Bowie Mill, watch as you come up to that signal light as well. Now, elsewhere, Virginia. It's been a tough go on the Beltway. You had two separate accidents leaving Springfield to Annandale, both cleared, still giving us delays there. We had a stalled car to the Wilson Bridge right as you approach the bridge span in those far right local lanes. It's been to the shoulder for some time, but that's our distraction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with a light east wind. A stray shower possible into the afternoon. Highs today into the mid-60s. Decreasing clouds overnight, mid-50s. Partly cloudy, warmer, mid-70s Thursday. Sunny and upper 70s Friday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
46 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin'. Because two is better than one. That's two times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants. And they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, a couple pieces of Halloween news for you. As that candy, is it still fresh? Do you still have any left?
I want candy.
Yeah. Or was it eaten all last night? Are you holding your stomach this morning, cringing? Why did I do that?
I have an entire bag right here. I bought 390 pieces of Halloween candy. Not one trick-or-treater. And I could hear those kids in the street. Not one of those rotten little kids came to my door. Not one. 390 pieces of candy. So guess what you guys are eating from now till about Easter?
Nothing?
Halloween candy.
Oh, you mean us? What were
you guys?
Oh,
yeah, you guys here.
I thought you meant candy. The poor, unfortunate kids.
Yeah, no. Stop by. If anybody wants Halloween candy, go stop by my house because I've got 390 pieces.
Yeah, maybe, your house is too scary for people to come visit you.
Well, you know what? Then fine. I'm not buying candy next year. Heck with you people.
All right, so Mary's got a lot of candy and bitterness this morning.
I do.
Let's talk about something weird that went on yesterday besides Mary's trick-or-treating problems, which is that you had... Hillary Clinton was asked about, I guess this is this week, she was asked about what she would dress up as for Halloween, because you always have to be ready to answer silly questions like that if you're a political person of any kind. And here's how Hillary answered it.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, a witch?
Oh, well.
Oh, sorry. I thought
that
was a cackle.
I have to start thinking about it, don't I? Tomorrow is Halloween.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. What about Charlotte and Aiden? Do they know?
Yeah, I think I will maybe come as the president.
I think that's a great idea.
Boom, mic drop. Yeah, I'm going to show up as the president.
That's how you know it's a costume and not the real thing.
I wonder what dominates all of her thinking all the time.
He is so living in her head rent-free. It is amazing. Yeah, she has not moved on.
Speaking of which, he should just put the word Trump on her forehead. It's a new residence, Trump Tower.
Exactly. It'd be more like Squatty Tower.
Other Halloween shenanigans. Poor Megyn Kelly, doing her solid best to attract people to her show, yesterday came out dressed as Shania Twain.
Like a woman.
Yeah, that second voice you're hearing, that is Megyn Kelly. Not even lip syncing it. She's just singing it outright. Yeah. She's dressed as Shania Twain. She's like got her microphone. She's like hip shaking her hips back and forth. Things have changed, Mary.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see the entire piece, but I did see video of it, and she had on the entire outfit, the corset, the thigh highs, boots, the black top hat. She had the whole outfit on. Now, listen, Megyn Kelly's got a slamming body. That was cringeworthy.
I'll let you been the one to say that.
She does. She looks great.
Anyway, all right, I'm going to dive into that candy now. 751 here on WMAL.
Driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, billions in new spending, and permitting felons to vote and run for office? That's what my liberal opponent wants, and it would be horrible for Virginia. Hi, I'm Delegate Scott Lingenfelder, representing Prince William and Falk here in the Virginia General Assembly. Your vote this Tuesday, November 7th, is critical in maintaining the rule of law and fiscal conservatism in Richmond. Please vote to keep us on a conservative path, not a liberal one that we just can't afford. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Scott Lingenfelder.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you, too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be.
All right, 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing and check in with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning and welcome to November. Thanksgiving is just 3 weeks from tomorrow. Futures are higher this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. House Republicans have delayed the rollout of their new tax bill because of disagreements over the final draft. The Fed is expected to hold interest rates steady when it finishes its two-day policy meeting today. And another load of corporate earnings coming today. More than half of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported their latest quarterly results. Most have topped Wall Street forecasts. Facebook, and Tesla both report later this afternoon. This morning, we've gotten strong results from Botox maker Allergan and from Estee Lauder, which was helped by demand for the Tom Ford and Smashbox brands. And the mailman might come on Sundays for the holidays as the U.S. Postal Service looks to boost its business. Walmart is considering using the Postal Service for the Sunday option as well. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we come. 8 o'clock hour. Get ready. We're still in some delays here to the Wilson Bridge just after Route 5 Branch Avenue with the stop and go north on 295. Had the incident near the Naval Research Lab. Looks like all lanes reopened. So a little bit better news there. Volume, yes, each direction on the southeast southwest freeway, but I haven't had anything in the way there, so it's just pretty normal slowdowns on the Virginia Beltway Interloop as you try to get past Braddock Road to 236. Two separate incidents cleared. Durwood, Maryland, north of the ICC at Muncaster Mill Road and Bowie Mill Road for the crash under police direction. Update sponsored by AAA. AAA gets to you faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with a light east wind. A stray shower possible into the afternoon. Highs today into the mid-60s. Decreasing clouds overnight, mid-50s. Partly cloudy, warmer, mid-70s Thursday. Sunny and upper 70s Friday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-8830 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-8830 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-613-8830. That's 800-613-8830 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Elizabeth Guzman came to the United States from Peru, hoping to build a better life for her oldest daughter, Pamela. Working three jobs to support her young family, Elizabeth eventually put herself through college and went on to earn two master's degrees. She believed that if she worked hard and played by the rules, the American dream would come true for her and her children. Through her career in public service, she's helped other families achieve success. Now, Elizabeth Guzman wants to bring her experience and work ethic to Richmond as our delegate. With accountability and transparency, Elizabeth will work to expand healthcare to more Virginia families. She trusts Virginia women to make their own healthcare decisions, and Elizabeth will fight for better public schools, higher teacher pay, fewer tests, and lower class sizes so all Virginia children can learn. Elizabeth Guzman will always put our families first.
I am Elizabeth Guzman, candidate for delegate, and my campaign paid for this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Elizabeth Guzman for delegate.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Well, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, friend of the show. We'll get more on this terror attack in New York from him.
And we'll have an eyewitness to this terror attack joining us at 8:35 this morning. And coming up soon, Congressman Tom Garrett going to break down the latest in that wild race in Virginia. All ahead, 8 o'clock now. WML News is next.
WML.